personality psychology. In his growing frustration with his living descendants, he became resentful of their lives, of their bodily experiences, of the emotions they could feel, the humanness of the glands and hormones running riot. Rubro was jealous of the living. Edenist visits to the habitat, already few and far between, stopped altogether after 2480. They said the habitat personality had become insane. Dariat was an eighth-generation descendant, born 175 years after Rubra's body died. Physically, he was virtually indistinguishable from his peer group. He shared the light coffee-coloured skin and raven hair that signalled the star system's ethnic origin. A majority of Valisk's population originated in-system, though few of them were practicing Hindus. Only his indigo eyes marked him out as anything other than a straight Srinagar genotype. He never knew of his calamitous inheritance until his teens, although even from his infancy he knew in his heart he was different. He was better, superior to all the other children in his day club, and when they laughed at him, or teased him, or sent him to Coventry, he laid into them with a fury that none of them could match. He didn't know where it came from himself, only that it lay within like some slumbering lake-bottom monster. At first he felt shame at the beatings he inflicted. Blood, for a five-year-old, is a shocking sight. But even as he ran home crying, a different aspect of the alien ego would appear and soothe him, calming his pounding heart. There was nothing wrong, he was assured, no crime committed, only rightness. They shouldn't have said what they did, cat-called and sneered. You were right to assert yourself. You are strong. Be proud of that. After a while, the feelings of guilt ebbed away. When he needed to hit someone, he did it without remorse or regret. His leadership of the day club was undisputed, out of fear rather than respect. He lived with his mother in a starscraper apartment. His father had left her the year he was born. He knew his father was important, that he helped to manage Magellanic ITG. But whenever he paid mother and son one of his dutiful visits, he was subject to moody silences or bursts of frantic activity. Dariat didn't like him. The grown-up was weird. I can do without him, the boy thought. He's weak. The conviction was as strong as one of his didactic imprints. His father stopped visiting after he was 12 years old. Dariat concentrated on science and finance subjects when he began receiving didactic courses at 10 years old, although right at the back of his mind was the faintest notion that the arts might just have been equally appealing. But they were despicable moments of weakness, soon swallowed up by the pride he felt whenever he passed another course assessment. He was headed for great things. At 14, the crux came. At 14, he fell in love. Valisk's interior did not follow the usual biotech habitat convenience of a tropical or subtropical environment. Rubra had decided on a scrub desert, extending out from the base of the northern end cap, then blending slowly into hilly savanna plain of terrestrial and xenoc grasses, before the standard circumfluous saltwater reservoir at the base of the southern end cap. Dariat was fond of hiking round the broad grasslands with their subtle blend of species and colours. The children's day club, which he used to dominate, had long since broken up. Adolescents were supposed to join sports groups or general interest clubs. He had trouble integrating. Too many peers remembered his temper and violence long after he had stopped resorting to such crude methods. They shunned him, and he told himself he didn't care. Somebody told him. In dreams, he would find himself walking through the habitat, talking to a white-haired old man. The old man was a big comfort. The things he said, the encouragement he gave. And the habitat was slightly different, richer, with trees and flowers and happy crowds, families picnicking. "It's going to be like this once you're in charge," the old man told him numerous times. "You're the best there's been for decades, almost as good as me. You'll bring it all back to me, the power and the wealth." "This is the future?" Dariat asked. They were standing on a tall altar of polyp rock, looking down onto a circular starscraper entrance. People were rushing about with a vigour and purpose not usually found in Valisk. Every one of them was wearing a Magellanic ITG uniform. When he lifted his gaze, it was as though the northern end cap was transparent. Black hawks flocked around their docking rings, loaded with expensive goods and rare artifacts from 100 planets.